and you can add your comments by going to the Jeremy Sanis Breakfast Show Facebook page, or you can text 077-86-20-1960, or give us a call on 08459-25-2000. We're just about to disappear in a second to a windy hilltop, and we'll go there in a second with our radio car reporter Joseph Hall here on the Jeremy Sanis Breakfast Show. After we've just come down, let's just go back down this windy hilltop to have a chat with Maria. Just give us a call about St Swithin's. She's a retired lecturer from King's College in London. It's good to have her with us. 7.53 here on the Jeremy Sanis Breakfast Show, and time to head off with our reporter up some hills, because a team of Cambridgeshire posties are in training to climb three mountains. I said hills. How dare I? Three mountains in 24 hours. The 18-strong team are fundraising for their charity fundraising group, the Red Pouches. Let's cross over to Joseph Hall, who's with their team leader, Chris Welsh. Morning to you, Joseph.
Morning, Jeremy. Morning, everyone. So I had two choices, really, didn't I, to catch up with Chris during his training period. Either the Himalayas or the Lee's School climbing wall. I went for the latter because the radio car doesn't work too well at altitude, or attitude indeed. Now, Chris Welsh, come down, Chris.
I'm coming.
Say that again.
I'm coming.
Okay, it's good to hear that. Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Just explain what you've been doing for the last 10 minutes, hanging on for this interview, quite literally.
I've been hanging up a wall.
This is a fantastic facility here at the Lee's, isn't it?
That's great, great training.
Great training for what's in store for you. Tell us what you're doing.
Next weekend, there's 21 of us going to do the Three Peaks Challenge over the weekend and trying to do it in 24 hours for two local charities.
Now, I've heard of the Three Peaks. Snowdon in Wales, Ben Nevis, Scotland, and is it Scarfield Pike?
Yes, that's Scarfield Pike in Yorkshire. Yeah.
Okay, what's the charity?
We're doing it for two local charities, the Children's Milton Hospice and Arthur Rank House in Mill Road.
And any idea how much you're going to raise? How much you hope to raise?
Between 8,000 and 10,000. At the moment, we've got 7,000 pledged, so we're looking for a little bit more, but I think we can reach about 10,000.
This is a big tick for Cambridge Posties. Why are you guys so interested in fundraising? Is there anything close to anyone's heart particularly?
Arthur Rank is close to a few of our hearts. We've had family members gone in there, and we've been doing the London to Cambridge bike ride for the last 4 years, and we just wanted something different this year. So we had a little chat, and someone came up with this idea.
Yeah, what a great idea. I'll come back to you in a minute, Chris. Stay there. Let's quickly talk to Kat Sewell, who's one of the climbing instructors here at the Lee's. You've been watching his form this morning, Kat?
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, he's getting on all right with his training.
That's not what you said a minute ago, is it?
Yeah, but I can't say that on radio.
He's going to go up Snowdon. I've been up Snowdon a few times. Haven't been up Scarfell Pike, but Ben Nevis is the biggest of the three. What's the best kind of training for climbing?
Well, for what they're doing, a lot of walking, a lot of just physical exercise will help them.
Bit of smoking? Posties love a fag on their rounds.
Oh, no, that's definitely out.
You heard it straight from the boss. Thank you very much, Kat. Right, well, Chris, what other training have you done? You look like a fit young man. You obviously, do you cycle around on your rounds?
We do a lot of cycling at weekends, and we've got a gym at work, so we use the gym quite a bit, and just generally walking miles and miles, and we've done Snowdon already as a trial run, and Scarfell Pike, to let us know what we're letting ourselves in for.
And what do you do those in then? 18 hours as a kind of rough test of your stamina?
No, we walked it, we went up for the day, we left early in the morning, and walked it up and down in 4 hours, and then come home the same day, both of them.
And how do you feel afterwards?
Tired.
So you're going to feel what? Another 33.3 recurring worse?
Yeah, a lot worse than the following day after all three of them, yeah.
Now, do you get the money if you guys, heaven forbid, don't do it in 24 hours?
Yes, we have said that some of us might not make the 24 hours, and they're still happy to pledge the money for us because they're two good causes.
You know who does this, don't you? You know what organisation, shrouded in secrecy and military honour, who does that, you know?
No idea.
The SAS and the SBS. Any chances you perhaps you'll be leaving the post office after this?
No. I'll stick with the post office, thank you.
All right, we'll get yourself back up the mountain. Jeremy, we literally kept Chris hanging on there for 10 minutes. I was saying, any minute now, Chris? Any minute. I knew damn well that it wasn't any minute. But it was fun. Chris, just remind us, how can we pledge money towards this great cause?
If they go on our website, which is www.theredpouches.org, you can donate through our website.
Very, very best of luck. Will you let us know how you get on?
Yes, certainly.
Lovely. And a big thanks also to the Lee's School here in Cambridge, Jeremy, for kindly donating their climbing wall for one morning only.
Can you just check with Chris if he's going to finish his deliveries? Because I want to know if it's worth putting a first-class stamp on the post. I don't want to go up the Three Peaks before it gets delivered.
Excellent point, Chris. Is it worth us posting anything in the days preceding your jaunt?
Oh, yeah, still keep posting.
What if you don't come back? Will someone else deliver it for us?
Someone else will get the letters there.
Okay, this interview's taking the wrong tone. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Chris. Thank you to the Lees. That's a wonderful facility they've got down there.